洪恩环境英语终极篇
Intermediate Part 3
Welcome to Lesson 1. Listen to this conversation.
Hello?
Hi, Mary Beth. It's Stephen.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I just want to give you the schedule.
Great.I'll get a pencil. Okay?
We'll finish this show the day after tomorrow. That's Wednesday. Then you'll have a week off.
Oh, terrific! I'll have more time to spend with my kids.
We'll rehearse the next show on Thursday of next week.
You mean I won't have to work until then?
That's right. Then we'll shoot for 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello?
Hi, Mary Beth. It's Stephen.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I just want to give you the schedule.
Great.I'll get a pencil. Okay.
We'll finish this show the day after tomorrow. That's Wednesday. Then you'll have a week off.
Oh, terrific. I'll have more time to spend with my kids.
We'll rehearse the next show on Thursday of next week.
You mean I won't have to work until then?
That's right. Then we'll shoot for 2 weeks.
Wonderful!
Now I'm going to ask you some questions about this conversation. Listen carefully. Number one, who's talking?
Stephen and Mary Beth are talking.
Number two,What are they talking about?
They're talking about the schedule.
Number three. What does Stephen do for a living?
He's a director.
Number four. What does Mary Beth do?
She's an actress.
Number five. Does she have any children?
Yes, she does.
Number six. Does she feel happy about the schedule?
Yes, she does.
Number seven. When will they finish this show?
They'll finish this show the day after tomorrow.
Number eight. When will they rehearse the next show?
They'll rehearse the next show on Thursday of next week.
Number nine. How long will they shoot?
They'll shoot for 2 weeks.
Number ten. How long will Mary Beth have off?
She'll have a week off.
Now let's review Mary Beth's schedule.Will she have to work tomorrow? I say, tomorrow? Yes. And you say,
she'll have to work tomorrow.
I say, Thursday? No. And you say,
she won't have to work on Thursday.
Now you try it.Tomorrow? Yes.
She'll have to work tomorrow.
Thursday? No.
She won't have to work on Thursday.
Friday? No.
She won't have to work on Friday.
The weekend? No.
She won't have to work on the weekend.
Monday? No.
She won't have to work on Monday.
Tuesday? No.
She won't have to work on Tuesday.
Wednesday? No.
She won't have to work on Wednesday.
Until next Thursday? No.
She won't have to work until next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Yes.
She'll have to work next Thursday.
Greg and Sheila are talking. Let's listen.
I know, Sheila. Let's have a picnic. What about the day after tomorrow?
Great idea. We can invite everyone.
We'll have it in the park. We'll have lots of food.
I'll bring a salad. Oh, and I'll bring knives and forks.
Good. Let's see. You'll bring knives and forks. I'll bring some sandwiches. Fran will bring something for dessert. Maybe she'll make a fruit salad.
Harry loves picnics. He'll come. He'll bring beer. His girlfriend will come, too. She'll bring something, I'm sure. What about another salad?
Great. I'll ask her. Oh, and Marge and Fred, what about them?
They'll bring tacos. They always do.
Listen to the conversation again. Notice what each person will bring to the picnic.
I know, Sheila. Let's have a picnic. What about the day after tomorrow?
Great idea. We can invite everyone.
We'll have it in the park. We'll have lots of food.
I'll bring a salad. Oh, and I'll bring knives and forks.
Good. Let's see. You'll bring knives and forks. I'll bring some sandwiches. Fran will bring something for dessert. Maybe she'll make a fruit salad.
Harry loves picnics. He'll come. He'll bring beer. His girlfriend will come, too. She'll bring something, I'm sure. What about another salad?
Great. I'll ask her. Oh, and Marge and Fred, what about them?
They'll bring tacos. They always do.
Now listen while Greg and Sheila go over their list for the picnic. See if you can make some sentences. For example, you hear,
let's see, Harry, beer.
And you say,
he'll bring some beer.
Or you hear,
Fran, dessert.
And you say,
she'll bring some dessert.
Now let's try it. Harry, beer.
He'll bring some beer.
Fran, dessert.
She'll bring some dessert.
Marge and Fred, tacos.
They'll bring some tacos.
Sheila, knives and forks.
She'll bring some knives and forks.
Harry's girlfriend, another salad.
She'll bring another salad.
Greg, some sandwiches.
He'll bring some sandwiches.
Let's practice what I say. Ready? Sandwiches. Witches. Sandwiches. Now let's make some sentences. You'll hear, he'll bring some sandwiches. Dessert. And you say, he'll bring some dessert. You hear, he'll bring some dessert. She'll. And you say, she'll bring some dessert. Now let's try it. He'll bring some sandwiches. Dessert.
He'll bring some dessert. She'll.
She'll bring some dessert. Beer.
She'll bring some beer. They'll.
They'll bring some beer. Tacos.
They'll bring some tacos. I'll
bring some tacos. A salad.
I'll bring a salad. He'll
bring a salad. Knives and forks.
He'll bring some knives and forks. You'll
bring some knives and forks. Beer.
You'll bring some beer.
We're at the Stamford Airport. It's snowing outside. A lot of flights are late. Listen carefully.
Because of the snow, the following flights will be late. From Boston, the 12:30 will be here at 2:45. The 1:15 will be here at 3:15. The 3 o'clock will be here at 4 o'clock.
Now listen. You hear...
The 12:30 will be here at 2:45.
And you say...
The 12:30 won't be here until 2:45.
You hear...
The 1:15 will be here at 3:15.
And you say...
The 1:15 won't be here until 3:15.
Now you try it. Ready? The 12:30 will be here at 2:45.
The 12:30 won't be here until 2:45.
The 1:15 will be here at 3:15.
The 1:15 won't be here until 3:15.
The 3 o'clock will be here at 4 o'clock.
The 3 o'clock won't be here until 4 o'clock.
From Washington, the 1:30 will be here at 3:30.
The 1:30 won't be here until 3:30.
The 4:45 will be here at 6 o'clock.
The 4:45 won't be here until 6 o'clock.
From New York, the 12:55 will be here at 2 o'clock.
The 12:55 won't be here until 2 o'clock.
The 6:15 will be here at 8:30.
The 6:15 won't be here until 8:30.
End of lesson 1. Welcome to lesson 2. In this lesson, you're going to take some notes, so you'll need a pencil and a piece of paper.